opening to this in truth, how we don't know what the next experience will be. It can be quite unsettling. And so, as I mentioned, to check in, how am I with this, understanding the relationship to it? And what's happening, actually? What is that relationship in connection to? On one retreat, I noticed a sense of recognizing I had no idea that the mind was in a state of really just knowing this moment and recognizing I had no idea what the next arising would be. And quite a bit of fear coming up with that. And so noticing the fear. And at some point, I decided to kind of really look at this. My intention at one walking meditation is, I'm going to face this fear of the unknown. So kind of like, I'm going to do this. But fortunately, it was a kind of a light touch, and I was just exploring what's here, what's unknown. And as I took each step in this moment here, just this, each step was known. And then the next step, and it was known. And in that seeing of each moment being fully known, recognizing mindfulness would meet the next moment, knowing would meet the next moment, the understanding or the recognition that the fear was in relationship to the concept of not knowing, the idea that I didn't know what the next moment would be. There was nothing in experience itself that was not known. That shifted that relationship to one of more wonder, awe, amazement. And so sometimes the relationship to the not knowing is more about the idea, the concept, a thought in the mind. I don't know what's going to happen next. So it's that the mind is reacting to. This reflection or this recognition that we don't know what the next moment will be has arisen at times in practice. I guess maybe times where I'm kind of oriented towards this recollection, and this is something the Buddha encourages us to frequently recollect, our impermanent nature. We are subject to aging, illness, and death. Subject to separation from what is loved. And so frequently recollecting that at times this understanding has arisen that I don't know. And even at a gross level, not only do I not know what the next moment will be in terms of what will be arising, but I don't know if this will be my last breath. None of us know if this will be our last breath. It sounds like an abstract kind of like game or something, but it's a truth. There are thousands of people that wake up each day having no idea it's their last day. And that recollection has at times arisen during a day, and washing the dishes and finding my mind in some construct of trying to convince somebody else I'm right. Something, some sticky something. And then this recollection of, if this is my last moment, is this how I want to spend it? And just seeing the kind of pettiness of that and the in the face of the truth that I don't know if this will be my last moment. The Dhammapada expresses this. Something like, many of us do not know that we all must die. For those who realize this, quarrels cease. And so this truth of, really this deep, deep truth of impermanence, not even just at the subtle level, but at the level of our own mortality, the mortality of our friends, our family members. And this reminds me of a story I heard about Carlos Castaneda, who wrote some very interesting books about his own spiritual journey with a Native American teacher. And at one point, apparently, he was having dinner with friends and students, and one person said, I just don't quite know how to connect to a spiritual life. And Carlos said something like, well, you should reflect frequently that everyone you know, your loved ones, your children, your parents, your spouse, your friends will all die in no particular order. You will soon have a spiritual life. So this simple reflection can have a lot of power. And then there are times in practice that even in this very moment, the mind recognizing, when we talk about noticing the impermanence of our experience that rises and passes and arises and passes, sometimes the mind is kind of, or the mindfulness is kind of interested in recognizing the passing of experience. And this kind of sense of every moment, just as soon as there's any knowing, it's like already fading, already fading, already fading. It's kind of feeling a very slippery present moment experience. Sometimes feels like there's nowhere to land. One can't land on anything. It's already going away. And this experience itself, this kind of perception of impermanence, we can have strong relationships to that as well. Feelings of fear, anxiety, just the deep sense of unsatisfactoriness, something really wrong. Dread, maybe. And again, that relationship the dread needing to be known, the unsatisfactory quality. No. And maybe seen also as slipping away. Joseph Goldstein has a great analogy relating to this kind of place in practice. He talks about being like parachuting, you know, being up in an airplane. And, you know, at first the fear is about jumping out of the airplane, letting go of what's familiar. You know, you're holding onto that plane and looking over the edge, and it's like, am I going to drop into that abyss? And so that fear is piece of this experience. And then letting go, falling, that feeling of falling. Initially, there's kind of this sense of almost delight, or like, wow, you know, wow. And the kind of the mind is like recognizing, oh yeah, that parachute will open and I'll be, you know. And then you realize you forgot to put your parachute on. And then the terror comes. It's like the terror of the landing, basically. But you keep falling and falling and falling and falling and falling and falling. And he said, eventually you realize there's no ground. And this is the experience, the endless falling. We may have a relationship to that as well. Maybe a sense of burdensomeness of being trapped in endless falling. That too. Burdensomeness, being known. And as the mind actually comes into alignment with these truths of impermanent, unreliable, uncontrollable, there's a deep letting go and a deep peace that is possible, that comes through not trying to deny or repress all those relationships, but by opening to them. So these kind of responses to the practice, responses to the understandings that come with practice, responses to recognizing these truths, this is a part of our journey. Knowing that fear, knowing that confusion, knowing that ugh quality, don't like this. This is a part of our practice. The mind learns through the meeting of that relationship.